Okay, I've got Wendy on the phone. I got Wendy Lands on the phone with me. Wendy?
Yes?
Oh, you're there. I can hear you. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Oh, you're so funny.
I'm not funny. Where are you right now? I always ask.
I'm in the Hooper Hotel in the room with all the pool tables all by myself.
You're in Waterloo? Oh, man.
Yeah, we got here. We're here.
Okay, because I'm at the radio station. That's too bad. You could come down and hang out live in the studio. But this is great. I'm so on.
I'm going to have a sound check in like 20 minutes. This is perfect.
Oh, this is great. Okay, I've been listening to your music, and I have actually Mumble here up on the screen. But
yes.
I need to rewind here. And it's funny because before you called, I was playing a little Lisa Germano, and I get this kind of sexy thing from you, like Astro Gilberto meets Claudette Lange meets, very sexy pop, your self-described pop kiss jazz. So how did you get your start? I know everybody asks you this, but when you were a little girl, did you like sing in front of the mirror, and who did you listen to? Who did you emulate?
Were you watching? How do you know I sang in front of the mirror?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I did spend a lot of time singing in front of the mirror, Coral. I did. Yeah, I was great at it. I what I find in showbiz is that you get your start, and then you get another start, and
yeah,
then you get another start. I've had many different starts, but I think my very beginnings probably go back to me loving music so much. And listening to my parents' jazz collection, and my mom was a Barbra Streisand fan.
Yeah.
And then as I got a little bit older, I discovered singer-songwriters, and that was it for me. I started writing songs when I was about 8, and I never stopped writing songs, and still doing it today.
Well, I gotta ask you this, because I think I might have seen you, Les Mis. Well, did you guys play Center in the Square in Kitchener? Do you remember? That's a long time ago.
I didn't play Center in the Square in Kitchener when I was in Les Mis, because I didn't do a touring production of it. I only did it in Toronto at the Royal Alex.
Okay, well, still.
So it wasn't me who you saw, but I'm sure you saw a great show.
Eponine's my favorite character. And
Eponine was my favorite character, too. And I used to stand in front of the mirror singing on my own, actually. Cool. They were having what is called a cattle call. Do you know what a cattle call is?
I do indeed. Yes. Yep.
I went to a cattle call of 500 actors, singers, and hung around for hours and hours and hours waiting for my number to get called. And my number finally got called, and I went in and I sang on my own.
And
I passed out.
Oh, my God.
Because I had waited so long that I'm hypoglycemic and my blood sugar dropped and I was starving and nervous and I passed out. And they woke me up and they sat me in a chair and they gave me some water and they said, "Could you sing again?" And I said, "Oh, sure, no problem." So I sang again, and a few months later I found myself in the show.
Oh, my God. Well, she's so romantic because she can't have the man she wants except, by herself at night walking in her dreams. So I think that's so...
She dies for him. She takes a bullet for her man.
I know. I think that's so achingly romantic. So
I thought it was achingly romantic, too, I have to tell you. And the guy who played Marius was really handsome. So
ooh.
I really enjoyed dying in his arms.
Every night.
Every night.
Oh, yeah. So it's interesting because I hear a lot of theater in your music. This is a really basic question, but how do you write? I've interviewed many singers over the years, and they have their different processes. So
yeah, and you know what? I don't write the same way all the time.
Yeah.
When I was a less busy person, pre-being a mom,
yeah,
I used to sit at the piano for hours and write songs. But since I've become a mom, I like to collaborate more. I still sit at the piano and write, and some of the songs are written that way. I'm in a bathroom, just in case you hear water. I'm on the radio. A lot of the songs that are on this album, like the ones I wrote with Dawn Brightup, he gave me channel ideas. And then as I drove around doing my thing, I would hum melodies and come up with the lyrics to a lot of those songs. That's how I wrote a lot of them for this album.
Oh, cool. And there, like, it's a great theme. It's kind of like, when I hear Mumble, I think, oh, the song makes me kind of, you know, the movie, what is it? Not Jewel in the Nile. What's the one? It's Joan Wilder. She's a writer. She says, I'm not a hopeless romantic. I'm a hopeful romantic. That's what Mumble.
I've heard someone else say that. I wanted to say that too, exactly, but I thought, oh, I'm going to steal it from someone. I'm a hopeful romantic. You got it.
And it's kind of like Mumble's like that, oops, did I say this out loud? I don't deserve to be so happy type of song. But it's really great. It's
thank you. Thank you so much.
Very, very.
Yeah, you know, I think I have an easier time expressing myself in a song than I do in my life.
What? Okay, well, I did hear the interview you did with Mary Ito, which I thought was interesting. And why do you think you're so shy? This is a lot of people are like this. They get on, they're like in real life, they're sort of, they do their thing and they get on stage and wow.
Yeah, I think the stage or the creative process is our therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine, absolutely. It's my therapy. If I didn't have that, I'd probably be in therapy. It's where it all comes out. It's where all my feelings come out. In my art.
You seem to put 100% into, like, Unsung is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And so is Mumble. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of, I know you're going to do selections from Mumble this evening. And but there's something else I need to talk to you about, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but
yes.
Vladislav Zippelman?
Vladislav Spielman.
See, I'm wrong. This is, of course, this is the basis of the film The Pianist. It's his life story. This is amazing. You took some of that music and you put vocal interpretations to it. How did this all come about? This is amazing.
It was a very cool experience. I was living in Los Angeles at the time and I got to know a producer. I didn't know him well, but I had written a song with him, and he was chosen to produce an album of Vladislav Spielman's work to come out at the same time that the movie The Pianist was coming out, because The Pianist is about the life of Vladislav Spielman, his life during World War II.
Yeah.
It's an amazing movie that won the Oscar that year.
Yes.
And Polanski won the Best Director Oscar, too,
yes.
that year.
Yeah, amazing.
So the son of Spielman decided to put this album together.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to create modern interpretations of his dad's classic melodies.
Yeah.
That's my dumb phone. So, someone's trying to get me. Okay. Are we still together?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. So, I auditioned in L.A. A whole bunch of amazing singers auditioned. And I guess they decided that I was the right one. I really felt it pretty deeply. I really thought the music was stunning.
It is stunning.
I got to create an album of this man's songs, and I got to write a lyric to one of the songs, and it's quite beautiful. And tonight I'm going to sing three of the songs from that album for the first time in Canada.
Yes, I was with my good colleague too, Philip Bast, last night, and he's so excited about this. And
he's a big fan of that CD. That's so nice.
He's huge. And this music is gorgeous. Like, it's perfect, and it would be perfectly suited for your voice. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this. I know you don't have a lot of time, so. Who's in the lineup with you tonight? I can guess, but I thought maybe you would probably. Is it your husband and Tim is there on piano? Greg?
Tim is on first.
Okay.
I just met him for the first time. I've heard such great things about him.
Yep, he's a local.
I can't wait to hear Tim. And then I've got my regular band with me. My husband Jim Gillard is on drums and flugelhorn.
Yep.
And my piano player, his name is Don Brightup.
Yep.
He co-wrote a bunch of the songs with me and my husband.
Yep.
And my bass player's name is Peter Telford, and my guitar player's name is Peter Mueller.
Also, you got the whole gang with you there tonight. It's going to be great.
The whole gang.
I know, well, the CD will probably be available tonight, I'm guessing.
It is available tonight. Yes. You can get an autographed copy from me.
Okay. And I have one last question here. I know your daughter Chloe is getting into music and stuff. Does she have theater inclinations as well? Are you seeing that as well?
I'm seeing it, Coral. I'm seeing it very clearly. she's amazing. She's got some serious talent going on. She's a great little actress, and she plays the ukulele, and she's figured out every pop song that's on the radio right now on her uke, and she walks around the house strumming and singing.
Yeah.
Watch out, world.
Watch out, world. Speaking of vocalists, are there any vocalists that really excite you right now?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I just fell madly in love with an artist named Gregory Porter. Have you heard of Gregory Porter?
No, but I have.
Online.
Okay.
And go to gregoryporter.com and tell me what you think.
Okay, I shall do that. I will do that probably before I go to the show tonight.
Okay.
I'll be able to tell you when I see you.
He's stunning. I think he's, talk about romantic and, I don't know, I think you'll love him. He's jazzy but poppy like me.
Yeah.
And he's got a beautiful voice like Jeffrey Osborne or...
Oh, yeah.
One of those guys.
One of those guys, so, like, very potent. Very sexually, like, sensuality meets sexiness, very potent sound. Ooh.
Yes.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're here in town. I can hardly wait to see you tonight. We're, like, this is going to be a great show, and I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to call me at the station. And,
thank you for having me on.
We will see you later on tonight, and I'm going to play Mumble. I'm going to do some. It's funny because I've been told that I've come from a long line of mumblers, and I do radio, which is really funny. I find
really funny.
But anyway, Wendy, it was lovely to talk to you, and we'll see you later on tonight at the Jazz Room.
I look forward to it.
Yep.
Everybody, come on out.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be well attended.
Yeah.
There's lots of people going. I'm coming for dinner with a bunch of friends, so we're going to have we're going to have a great night. So thank you so much once again.
Thank you so much, Coral. I'll see you later.
This is Mumble on Coral FM.
Yeah.